Residential property prices have taken a beating as a result of the COVID-19 national lockdown. This creates an ideal situation for those who have not been adversely affected by the pandemic to invest in property right now, whether it be to purchase a home or buy to let. The low interest rate environment will also be conducive for this. Having said that, for those looking to buy but needing to sell a current property, they would need to be mindful that their property won't fetch what it could fetch maybe 4-6 months ago. Well, to tell us how they're seeing the property buying and selling landscape, I'm joined on the line by Sean Rademeyer. He's the CEO of Multinet Home Loans. Thanks very much, Sean, for joining us. So you guys are in the mortgage loan origination business. What trends have you seen in terms of demand for these loans from the beginning of the year through to now?
Well, what we've actually seen is we've seen a very steep incline in demand in June. In actual fact, our company has shown a 47% increase versus 2019, which is unprecedented given the environment we're in at the moment.
So you indicate that real house prices have declined by around 12% in June compared to June of last year. Just take us into the mechanics of why prices have come down to this extent.
Well, I think the first thing is that you have consumers that need to either sell because they have lost their job or got retrenched. You also all of a sudden have a big demand increase. However, with the COVID-19 causing a lot of the economic valve that we're seeing in the market, you have consumers, as I said, that are also looking to offload second properties that they have that they won't be able to afford. So we're in an environment where normally when demand increases, price increases. But yeah, we have demand increasing and price decreasing.
So demand to buy property should be a very welcomed phenomenon for the banks at least. But of course, we're in a very tricky economic time, like you've just mentioned, where retrenchment appears to be the order of the day and job security has become almost non-existent. So how will that impact their loan approval levels? Because this will be a major risk.
Absolutely. Look, the banks most certainly look at sectors in the market that is going to be high risk, and those consumers will find it more difficult to find financing in the market. However, there are sectors in the market that aren't high risk. If you think the food industry that's doing so well, IT, and the people that are in those industries, specifically the first-time buyers, are seeing the opportunity now to buy property at low interest rates. The prices are low, and they can get into the market where previously they couldn't.
So for those having to sell a property in order to perhaps buy one in a better area, you know, whatever the reason may be, they will obviously need to be mindful of the lower pricing environment. And given that we're in an unprecedented time, what can they do to get a more accurate measure of the worth of their property because of this very rapid movement in prices?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult at the moment. You know, the prices weren't the same in May than what we're seeing in June. And they would need to keep an eye on what's going on in terms of markets being, the houses being marketed and how long they're staying on the market at the price they're at. The market is driven by demand. And, you know, even if you say that your price is worth 2 million rand, but the consumer is only willing to pay 1.8 million, your price is then worth 1.8 million.
Yes.
And people need to understand that.
So a lower interest rate environment is obviously helpful for buyers, but what are your thoughts about fixing the interest rate for certainty of one major expense over a certain period of time?
So the first thing you need to remember about fixing your interest rate is that it's not for the full term of your loan. So it's normally only for 5 years, and you would normally have it prime plus 2 or 2.5 above what it currently is. So if you think that the interest rates will increase more than 2.5% over the next 5 years, then it's a good idea for you to fix it. However, you know, as we see where the market is going, inflation is low, we don't foresee such a massive increase in interest rates over the next 3 years. And, you know, if you weigh in what you're actually paying over the 3 years that you wouldn't have paid the high interest rate, I believe, you know, taking a variable interest rate is still the best at the moment.
So while property prices, including commercial property, I mean, we've just heard from the likes of Growthpoint, you know, who say that they expect property prices to fall by about 20%. So we know that property in general has taken a beating. What's your reckoning around a bounce back, or is it going to take quite some time to get back to pre-COVID price levels?
Well, let's think about where we are in the market at the moment. The banks have just given a 3 month probation or a payment holiday, which started in March, April, May. So June, those consumers now need to start paying their bonds again. many of them might not be able to, and they would be then going into a process of actually selling their property. So I believe prices will be under pressure for the next 8, maybe even 9 months until we see the economy start growing again, and then we see the demand start increasing, and then the prices will then follow. So I think we're going to be in this type of environment for quite a few months still.
Despite that, do you think it's still worth, you know, for those people that haven't been affected in an adverse way by COVID, if they have money, do you think it's worth investing in an investment property? But then again, you would need to be able to secure a decent enough rent to be able to pay for that liability.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're in an environment where it's never been done before. We haven't seen this in the past. It's new for everyone. I think for first-time home buyers, it's the best time to get in the market. You know, I believe that they are paying rental that is higher than the amount they can actually pay or afford in the bond now. So for anyone in the market that has been paying rent, they need to now go in and buy themselves an asset that will last them for a lifetime. In terms of buying properties as an investment, I think you need to be very clear and very understanding of how that works. If you are only climbing into that type of environment now, I don't think it's good for you. I do believe people that have been in the market, that have got a big property portfolio, that understand the swings, you know, from ups and downs,
yes,
they will probably take the opportunity to find, let's call it bargains in the industry, to build onto their property portfolios.
That was Sean Rademeyer. He's the CEO of Multinet Home Loans.